Tonight, the Breeze 94.5 heads to Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia for one of the best girls basketball contests we might see all season. It's 13-0 Minden versus the 9-1 St. Cecilia Hawkettes.
Farmer runs her back the other way. 2-on-3, does not have the numbers. Instead, goes down to Hamburger for 3. Shot good!
In the second half of our doubleheader, the St. Cecilia boys look to add to their 5-game winning streak.
It's a pass by Sheehy underneath the bucket. A shot is up and in. Zach Kitten gets the field goal. Sheehy had a nice pass. Kitten has now got 11 points in the ballgame.
It's St. Cecilia versus Minden on the Breeze 94.5. First, we take you to the court for the New Tech Seed pregame show. Mike Will is on the call.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Good matchup here tonight. The Minden Whippets in town to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. I'm Mike Will, call the play-by-play for you tonight. The Whippets come in, a record of 13 wins and no losses on the season. They're ranked number one in Class C1. They're coming off of a win the other night over Ravenna by the score of 65-30. No one's really come close to the Whippets this year. This is a team that is averaging 73 points per ball game in offense. They are giving up just 31.4 on the defensive end. Of course, they're led by a couple of Division I recruits and Brooke Kissinger, who's averaging 21 points per ball game. She's headed to Illinois next year to play basketball. And her sister, Jamie Kissinger, she's headed to San Diego next year. She's averaging 13.6 points and 8.1 rebounds per game. Then they've got a younger girl in here. That's another Kissinger. It's Taylor Kissinger. She's flat getting the job done as well. She's averaging 16 points per ball game. So a huge task tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes, they are 9-1 in the season. They lost for the first time on the Tuesday night when we were over in Grand Island, losing to Grand Island Northwest by the score of 41-31. The Hawkettes, a team that's averaging 53 points per ball game on offense, giving up 36.3 on the defensive end. And the main star for St. Cecilia has been Claire Hamburger, especially as of late. Hamburger now averaging 17.2 points per ball game, 5.4 rebounds per game. Chandra Farmer also in double figures for Hastings St. Cecilia. She is averaging 14.1 points per ball game. So it's the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, ranked number 3 in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal Star, taking on the Minden Whippets. They're ranked number 1 in Class C1. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be back right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Hey, we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you sent for the girls' basketball game here tonight between Minden and Hastings St. Cecilia. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hawkett head coach John Kyle and coach coming off with a loss the other night to Grand Island Northwest. This is the second game of your little three-game schedule here this weekend. You just got to bounce back after the loss.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time to regroup. We have to focus on them tonight. And I had a tough game the other night, and we're right in the game, but didn't come out with the win. And we'll give ourselves a chance, you know, in the next two games to maybe be there in the fourth quarter, to chance to win. It's going to be tough, though. You know, we're going to have to play well throughout the game.
Played on Tuesday, a day of practice for Wednesday, and you got a tough ball game here against the number one ranked team in Class C1 in Minden. It's going to be a load tonight.
Yeah, and you throw in the Saturday game against Lincoln Christian. We have a lot of games in a very few days, and so really that's one of our main concerns is having enough leg energy and having enough motivation to go out there and play against this top-level competition this week.
You really can't tweak anything for each individual game, can you? You just got to go out there and maybe make adjustments on the fly as you go.
Well, we can talk about what they do differently than the last opponent and maybe game plan to stop those things, but it's real tough to change very much and plan on doing a whole lot different because you just don't have the time.
What about the ball game against Northwest the other night? Feelings on that one?
Felt pretty good as far as competing and playing with them. I wanted to get the lead. I felt like if we could get the lead, we'd turn the tables a little bit. Maybe the pressure would go to them, but we just couldn't get over that hump. You know, we're down three halfway through the fourth quarter. So if you'd have told me that before the game, I'd have said, yeah, we'll take that and take our chances. But we just couldn't get a scoring run enough, you know, within the game to take over the lead and put the pressure on them.
Really didn't have enough offense again. You guys shoot just 25% from the floor. That's two consecutive games now. You have not played very well offensively. Is that a concern?
Well, of course it's a concern because you want to make those shots. And early in the season, it seemed like everything was going in for us. And you're going to have those lulls and those slumps. You got to shoot your way through that and understand that that's going to happen. Yeah, no matter how good you are, you're going to miss some shots. You know, 50% is always a mark that people try to hit, but that's tough to do.
Held Northwest to just 41 points. That was their lowest output of the season. So defensively, you probably played well enough to win that game.
Yeah, we felt like we did and missed a handful of layups and missed some three-point opportunities I thought we could have knocked down and then missed several free throws. And you add that up and you lose by 10. They're too good a team to play that kind of shoot that poor on offense to beat.
Claire Hamburger, another good performance, 16 points.
Yeah, and Claire just has got it going, and I told her that last night that you know she's going to have to carry the load and not be afraid to shoot. Even if she's missing, she's got to look to score because she's very capable of doing that, and then you hope maybe her teammates will follow in behind that. But it's going to be tough the next two games that both of these teams that we're playing are pretty darn good.
Minden is the opponents here tonight, number one undefeated on the season. It all starts off with the two Kissinger girls, the two Division I recruits. It's going to be a load to handle them tonight.
It is, and I really like their energy and their intensity. I mean, they play the game at a real high level, and that's why they're going Division I college, because they can do that. And it seems like they hurt you whenever you have a lapse or a breakdown on defense. They really hurt you, either with a three-pointer or a drive to the hoop. Or driving a dish. I mean, they're just really good all around, and so it's going to be tough.
How do you stop a two individual like that?
Well, I think one of our things we're going to try to do is keep them out of the paint. Don't let them penetrate. Keep them on the perimeter. And then when they shoot and miss, we got to rebound that. And that's really tough to do when they're shooting a lot of three-pointers because those balls go long off the rim. And so giving them second, third, fourth opportunities is going to be something that we just can't have.
That's Brooke and Jamie, the two people we're talking about. And then if they're off for some reason, we've got the youngster stumping in there, Taylor Kissinger. She's bopping for about 17 a game as well.
Yeah, I mean, they can put the ball in the basket. And you look at their scores. I mean, they're scored 90 in a game and a lot of 60s and 70s. And so I don't know if we can hold them down, you know, below what we have the last couple of years. They have a lot more firepower on offense. And so I think it's going to be one of those combinations of if we're going to have a chance, we got to hold them a little bit, but we got to put the ball in the basket on our end.
This is a team that's averaging 73 points per ball game. So based on what we have done offensively the past two games, it's going to be tough to kind of hang with this team. But do we slow things down a little bit, or at least try to slow things down a little bit tonight?
Well, I think maybe you can at certain times. There's certain times where you want to attack and push it and when you have numbers. There's other times where you get an offensive possession, you may want to run some offense and make them work a little bit on defense. I don't think they have to work a ton on defense because the pace of the game is so fast. If we can run them through some screens and be patient on offense and then finish that off with a basket, that's very demoralizing as a defense. So that's what we're going to try to do.
The girl we didn't mention before, Rebecca Stewart, the post player inside. You got the Kissingers surrounding you, and then Rebecca Stewart, she's a load inside as well.
Yeah, and that's she really impressed us last year when we played them. She got a lot of rebounds and putbacks, and that really balances their team. They're very good because of her, I feel like. They have the guards to shoot from the outside and drive and play defense, but they also have that post presence with Stewart, and so it's gonna be a challenge for us, and hopefully we're up for that.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Mike Will back here on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight as we get you set for St. Cecilia and Minden. Girls High School basketball, the boys game is coming up next here on The Breeze. We'll have that one for you as well. Minden again averaging 73 points per ball game on offense. They're 13-0 in the season. They're giving up just 31.4 on the defensive end. Minden, a very good shooting outside club, as you might expect of the Kissingers. They're hitting 52% of their field goal tries this year, 42% from three-point territory, 68% from the free throw line. They grab about 27 rebounds per game, and they average only 9 turnovers per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia averaging 53.4 points per ball game on offense, giving up 36.3 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia, a team that connects on 44% of their field goal tries throughout the season, 32% from three-point territory, 58% from the free throw line. St. Cecilia normally gets out-rebounded by their opposition, 27-30. The Hawkettes averaging 14 turnovers per ball game, forcing 19 on the opposite end. St. Cecilia in a rugged stretch, their most brutal stretch of their 2013-2014 schedule here. They lost to Grand Island Northwest on Tuesday night by the score of 41-31. Northwest, a team that is ranked among the top two teams in Class B. They are 11-1 in the season. And the next three opponents for Hastings St. Cecilia are all undefeated. It starts off tonight with Minden. They are 13-0. Then St. Cecilia will play at Kearney Catholic on Saturday night. They are undefeated. The Stars are at 13-0. Then next week, the Hawkettes will head for Friend. That'll be a road game next Thursday night. Friend is also 13-0. They're ranked number 2 right now in Class D1. And the Hawkettes will play David City Aquinas. That'll be a home game before they get into the Centennial Conference basketball tournament beginning on January the 27th. So a very important stretch here for John Kyle and the Hawkettes as they move through the schedule. Grand Island Northwest, Minden, Kearney Catholic, and Friend. They've only got one loss between those two schools, and they're in game number 2 here tonight as they get set to take on the Minden Whippets. Another game we'll be keeping our eyes on here tonight is the Hastings High Tiger girls. They are sitting at 5-5 on the season, but they got a tough one tonight. They are playing at home against number 3 ranked Lincoln Pius. That's a Class B affair up at the Tiger Gym. We'll have scoring updates for you throughout the ball game here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also, as far as basketball is concerned tonight, over on 1230 AM KHIS, we've got Nebraska women's basketball. The Nebraska women will start the first game of a two-game Big Ten home stretch. The Huskers will be taking on Minnesota tonight. We'll have the game on 1230 KHIS. Airtime with the guys will be at 7:45 tonight. Tip-off at Pinnacle Bank Arena will be just after 8 o'clock. So the Huskers tonight, if you're looking for that, it'll be on 1230 AM KHIS as Nebraska takes on the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. We'll come back and check the starters for this ball game as our pregame show continues on the Breeze right after this.
We're the UK Boys Superstore. Our Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. With a you get more Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And we're back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. We're going to have a jammed house on hand, ready for this one, as a couple of top 10 rated teams in their respective classes squaring off here tonight between the Minden Whippets and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Again, Minden coming in 13-0 in the season. Hastings St. Cecilia at 9-1 as we get ready for the national anthem here tonight.
Lord, as we begin this contest, we pray, may everything we do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your gaze. Bless us now and forever. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to please remain standing as Casey Johnson, a sophomore here at St. Cecilia, helps us honor America with the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say
The singing of the national anthem as we get set for girls high school basketball here tonight on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Minden getting set to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, a few minute late start here tonight because of the duration of the junior varsity game won by the Minden girls here just a few minutes ago. We'll get to the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Whippets of Minden here tonight, Allie Rouse will get a start, a 5'6" junior. Rouse is averaging 1.1 points and one rebound per ball game. Brooke Kissinger is a 5'8" senior. Brooke headed to Illinois to play basketball next year. For the Illini, she's averaging 21.1 points and 1.5 rebounds per game, 4.4 assists and 3.2 steals per contest. Taylor Kissinger is a 5'11" freshman. Taylor Kissinger averaging 16.9 points, 5.3 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and 2.1 steals per contest. Jamie Kissinger is a 5'9" senior. Jamie is averaging 13.6 points and 8.1 rebounds per game. She's headed to San Diego next year to play basketball. Jamie is averaging 5.1 assists and 3 steals per ball game. Then Rebecca Stewart, a 5'10" sophomore. Stewart is averaging 12.5 points and 6.7 rebounds per ball game. For the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia, Little Sheehy, a 5'7" sophomore, averaging 3.6 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Blair Hamburger, 5'9" and a junior. Hamburger averaging 17 points and 5 rebounds per game. Chandra Farmer, a 5'3" sophomore, averaging 14 points and 2 rebounds per game. Carly Wright, a 5'8" junior, averaging 5.6 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. Then Morgan Nicola, a 6-foot senior. Morgan is averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and a 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Minden controls the opening tip. The Whippets will shoot to our basket to our right, driving for the hole, and his shot is up there. That shot's going to be good. Driving to the hole and scoring is Taylor Kissinger. So Minden gets off the on the right foot here. 2-0 is a score. The Whippets have the lead as St. Cecilia comes back with the ball for the first time here tonight. Hawkins shooting to our basket to our left in front of a jam house here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. Nicola comes over here to Sandra Farmer on the wing, takes it into the lane, puts up a shot in the paint. Good. Sandra Farmer scores to tie the ball game up at 2 points apiece. 7.5 to play. Here's a long pass down the floor. They get it to Rebecca Stewart. Her shot's to be blocked down by Nicola. The ball's recovered here by Little Sheehy. A block shot there by Morgan Nicola of Hastings St. Cecilia. Nicola's 25th block of the 2013-2014 season here. Here's Sheehy with a ball entry pass. It's going to be deflected away. Stewart grabs the ball from Minden. First turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Here come the Whippets now. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Brooke Kissinger with the ball. Brooke gets it out here to Taylor Kissinger. She drives it down to the baseline. Gets it back out to Brooke. She drives it to the basket. Her one-hander is up and in. Brooke Kissinger scoring there for the Whippets of Hastings St. Cecilia as Kissinger took it right to the hole. It is now a 4-2 ball game. Minden has got the lead. Here's Farmer. She spins to the top of the key, takes it down the left side of the lane, takes it to the goal and scores. Sandra Farmer scores. She's got all 4 points here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here come the Whippets driving back the other way. A running one-hander is up there. No good by Brooke Kissinger. Hollow shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkins have the ball down the right sideline where the ball is going to be Claire Hamburger. Double teamed here in backcourt. Gets it out to Sheehy across the 10-second line. Sheehy slips down on the wing but gets it in the hands of Claire Hamburger. She takes it down on the baseline. Her shot from 5 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie Kissinger gets the ball ahead down to the far sideline to Brooke Kissinger. Down in the corner, here's Taylor for three. That shot's no good. Rebound, Rebecca Stewart. She lost the ball. It's picked up here by Morgan Nikla. Nikla goes to the far sideline to Claire Hamburger. Here come the Hawkins. Hamburger drives it, shoots it. Shot no good. Stewart had a rebound. She lost it. It's picked up by Sheehy, and she's tied up in the play. She is tied up in the play here by Taylor Kissinger. Let's see. One official looked like he was going to call a foul. That's not going to be the case. It's going to be a jump ball, and St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. We are tied up at 4 points apiece early in this ball game between Minden and St. Cecilia. There's Nikla. Her shot in the lane is she's knocked down into play. Nikla tries to put up a little hook shot there, and she is knocked down into play. Rebecca Stewart picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Whippets. Going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia is going to be Morgan Nikla. She's a 63% foul shooter on the season. Nikla is 17 out of 27. That her shot is up there, it's going to be good. Morgan Nikla scored 8 points the other night when St. Cecilia lost to Grand Island Northwest 41-31 up in GI. Morgan Nikla puts the Hawkins out on top by a score of 5-4. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's around the rim and down through the hole it goes. And St. Cecilia's got the lead. The score is 6-4. Hawkins with the advantage. Here comes Minden back with the basketball. Brooke Kissinger, right-handed dribble, goes here to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie drives the ball down the left side of the lane, loses control of the ball, out of bounds, turnover on Minden. Jamie Kissinger took it down the left side of the lane and lost control of the dribble. It goes out of bounds. Minden turns the ball away. Whippets now applying some pressure here in backcourt. St. Cecilia's got a two-point lead. 6-4 is the score. Hawkins out on top. Sandra Farmer. Farmer drives it in front of the free throw line. Dishes off on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Carly Wright. She tries to take it inside. Can't do it. Dishes back out to Sheehy, and she's called for the a three-second violation is called there in St. Cecilia. So the second turnover on the Hawkettes here in this first quarter of play. 6-4, the Hawkettes have the lead. We're down to 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the opening period in front of a jam-packed house tonight here at the Chapman Gymnasium at St. Cecilia. Here's Rebecca Stewart with the ball. Bounce pass goes down low. Contact made, foul called. They got the ball down to Taylor Kissinger, the freshman, and she is hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. Going to the free throw line is going to be Taylor Kissinger. The personal foul went on Sheehy. That's going to be your first and the first team foul. Called in the Hawkettes. Here's Kissinger at the free throw line. Her shot good. Taylor Kissinger is 75% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 18 out of 24 free throws. The freshman is averaging 16.9 points per ball game for the Whippets. Next shot by Taylor is up there good. We're tied up at six. 5:25 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia and Minden going at it here tonight. Sandra Farmer's got the ball, trots it across the midcourt stripe. Farmer gets the ball to Nikla, swings the left side down to Sheehy. Sheehy high on the left side as he gets it out here to Claire Hamburger. They try the other side now on the right sideline. That's going to be Carly Wright with the ball. She takes it out on the baseline, can't do anything with it. Comes out to Nikla on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Sheehy. Her shot from 15 is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Rebecca Stewart. Rebecca Stewart, outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Brooke Kissinger with the ball. Gets it ahead of Taylor. Back inside to Stewart. Shot is up there. No good. Stewart had the rebound. She saves it now. But right in the hands of Morgan Nikla. The Hawkins have the ball. Stewart hits Nikla from behind. No foul call there. Nikla takes off. Brings it into the offensive zone. Diagonal pass down in the corner. Shot by Hamburger is going to be up there. No good. From 15. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Minden ball. The Whippets will play things in here in backcourt. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Bonnie Schwenka. Schwenka going to come into the contest. She's averaging 1.3 points per ball game for St. Cecilia. Schwenka, a 5'7" senior. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Minden has got the ball. Here's Rebecca Stewart. Free throw line extended left side to Jamie Kissinger. Drives it down to left side of the lane. Her shot no good. The ball poked out. It's picked up here by Brooke. Brooke Kissinger drives it toward the goal. Contact made. Foul called. So Brooke Kissinger draws the personal foul inside. It's going to be whistled on Manny Schwenka. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. Minden will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They play things in to Taylor Kissinger out here in 3 points there. Troy back down in the corner. A three-pointer is thrown up there and in. An off-balance three from deep in the left corner by Jamie Kissinger. And the Minden Whippets go out on top now by a score of 9-6. We got 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the opening period. Farmer spins at the top of the key, drives it down the lane, puts up a shot, no good, but she's knocked down, and the foul is going to be called. And Chandra Farmer will go to the free throw line now for the Hawkettes. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Allie Rouse. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Whippets. Going to the free throw line will be Farmer. She's a 60% foul shooter in the season. She is 15 out of 25, and her free throw is up there. It's good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting only 58% of their foul shots so far this year, 44% from the field and 32% from three-point territory. 9-7 is the score now. St. Cecilia is down by 2 points. Here's the next shot by Farmer. It's up there and in. Chandra Farmer cans both free throws. It's now a 9-8 ball game. The Whippets have a one-point lead, and Minden has got the basketball. Brooke Kissinger picked up there by Farmer. Gets it away to Jenna Denny, who's into the ball game now. Down low to Stewart. Her shot from point-blank range is going to be no good. Ball is tapped down. It's picked up here by Hamburger. Hamburger's got a one-on-one. Now she feeds off to Farmer. Farmer's pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. They had a two-on-one break coming back the other way. And they blow it as they turn the ball away. That's the third turnover on the St. Cecilia. There's Kissinger driving down the lane. Gets it to Stewart. Her shot up and in. Rebecca Stewart scores on the assist from Kissinger. It's now an 11-8 ball game. Minden has got the lead. Farmer comes back down in the corner. Sheehy has got it down to Farmer. High right side. Farmer holds onto the ball. High above her head as she finally gets it out here between the circles. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger to Schwenka. Free throw line extended left side. Out to the top of the key again. It's going to be Morgan Nicola. She backs up. Nicola with the ball, sends it over here, nearly threw it out of bounds, but Farmer has problems with it. Now she turns the ball away. It is picked up here by Minden, the fourth turnover already on St. Cecilia as the ball is brought down by Denny. Denny gets the ball in the hands now of Brooke Kissinger into the forecourt. They hand it away. Here's a shot to be blocked down. Jimmy Kissinger's shot's going to be blocked down by Morgan Nicola. Here's a long pass down to Ford. They get it to Hamburger. Shot good. Great play there by Nicola. Gets the block, recovers, gets the ball down the floor to Claire Hamburger, who lays it in. 11-10 is the score now. St. Cecilia is down by one. Here's a long-range jumper. Good. Jenna Denny knocks down a three ball from right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Big bucket there for Denny. She's been knocking down 53% of her three-pointers so far this year. She cans her first shot here. That gives Minden a four-point lead. 14-10 is the score. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger brings it up high and now cuts for the basket. Can't put up a shot. Now to Chandra Farmer. Cross-court pass to Nicola. 4-3. Shot no good. And the rebound is loose and is picked up here by Taylor Kissinger. Taylor Kissinger weaving her way back up the floor here from Minden. Drives the ball to the goal. Contact made. The shot is no good. But a foul on the way in as Taylor Kissinger brought the ball coast to coast there for the Minden Whippets. And the personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Sheehy, and that's going to be her second. So Sheehy now with two personal fouls here in the first quarter. Carly Wright comes back into the ball game. Checking out is going to be Hamburger. Checking in is going to be Emily Malcolm now for Minden. So Malcolm checks in there, a 5'8" sophomore for head coach Rick Carmosta. 14-10 is the score. Driving for the hole is going to be Kissinger. Her shot is up there at the end. Brooke Kissinger takes it right to the goal and scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and Minden is out to a 6-point lead, 16-10. Here's Nicola. Her shot is up and in on the other end. Morgan Nicola gets the easy field goal. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 16-12 the score now. A minute and 40 seconds to play. Kissinger has got the ball. Now to Jamie Kissinger. Back down in the corner is a long-range jumper by Brooke. That's going to be no good. Rebound Nicko. Long pass down to four. They get it to Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Sandra Farmer's now got 8 points here in this first quarter. That's now a 16-14 ball game. Minden is out on top by 2 points. The Whippets looking for their 14th consecutive win to start the season. Here's a long three put up there. No good by Taylor Kissinger. Offensive rebound there by Taylor, but she is fouling the play. Taylor followed her shot there and got the offensive board. Went back up with it, and she's hacked on the arm by Morgan Nicola. That's going to be the first foul on Morgan. That's going to send Taylor Kissinger to the free throw line for Minden. She's got 4 points already in the ball game. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. The shot no good. Minden is a team hitting 68% of their foul shots so far this year. Rebecca Stewart into the ball game. Emily Malcolm checks out. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia. It's going to be Melody O'Callaghan is into the ball game now. For St. Cecilia, she has not seen a whole lot of playing time as of late. Callahan, a 5'10" junior for head coach Don Kyle. So St. Cecilia trying to get some height in the lineup now to counteract Minden's height. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be good by Taylor Kissinger. She's now 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 17-14 to score. St. Cecilia down by 3. Hamburger has got the ball in the wing, comes out here to Schwenka, who's into the ball game. Maddie Schwenka takes it to the elbow on the right side, tries to cut it toward the basket, loses control of the ball. That's the fifth turnover as St. Cecilia gives her right back here to the Whippets. Kissinger comes back the other way. This is Brooke down in the corner. That's Denny with the ball, a three-pointer. Good. A check. That's going to be Allie Rouse hitting a three ball from the deep right corner. It's now a 20-14 ball game as Minden has built a six-point lead. Schwenke has got the ball, not a hamburger. She dribbles to the top of the key. She throws up a three and hits it. Claire Hamburger nails a three ball there for St. Cecilia. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 20-17 now. The Hawkettes back to within 3 points. 26 seconds to play. They're in the first quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium. With the ball is Brooke Kissinger out here between the circles. Goes over there to Taylor Kissinger. Free throw line center left side. Now to Stewart, top of the key. Rebecca Stewart holds on to the ball. Goes over there to Rouse on the far sideline. Back out to Kissinger. A long three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Taylor Kissinger. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Taylor grabs the ball down in the baseline. Goes back up but misses the shot. He is fouling the play here. It's going to go on St. Cecilia again. 4.6 seconds to play. That's going to be on Sheehy again. That's going to be three fouls on Sheehy here in the first quarter. Going to the free throw line will be Taylor Kissinger. Shot is up there and in. She's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line here in the opening period. So three fouls on little Sheehy here in the first quarter of play. And Sheehy is stealing the ball game for John Kyle with 4.6 seconds to play. So John Kyle rolling the dice here on Sheehy. There's a shot from the line. It's going to be no good by Kissinger. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. We've got a traveling violation. Carly Wright chases the ball down in the corner on the right side and in. And just as she was getting ready to get rid of it, she's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 6 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter alone. Minden's only got one. Jamie Kissinger will now inbound the ball from underneath their own basket to the left side. Jamie Kissinger right underneath the hole. They get it to Stewart. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Kissinger. Follow shot is up there, no good. That was Taylor on the rebound attempt put back. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Minden has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball tonight. It is Minden 21, St. Cecilia 17. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we start the second quarter. 21-17 is the score. Minden has got a four-point lead here over St. Cecilia. They work the ball inside to Rebecca Stewart, and she's called for the steps. They work the ball inside. Rebecca Stewart is whistled for the traveling violation. It's going to be the second turnover on Minden here in this first half of play. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. They're trailing by 4 points. Chandra Farmer has got it. Farmer moves it to the right wing. Now spins at the top of the three-point arc. Puts up a shot from 12 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. Little Sheehy is still in the ball game for St. Cecilia. She has got 3 personal fouls here in this first half of play. There's Brooke Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger inside the free throw circle. Puts up a shot. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Allen pass goes to Chandra Farmer down the right sideline. Farmer right-handed dribble. Pulls up. Shoots a long-range three. Her shot good. Chandra Farmer throws up a three ball. She's got 11 points. She's got 11 out of the 20 for St. Cecilia here in the first half of play. 21-20, the Hawkins back within 1 point. Kissinger goes down low to Stewart. Her shot is up there at end. Rebecca Stewart scores on her second field goal. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 23-20. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. Kylie Wright comes out to a Sheehy. She mishandles the ball. It's picked up on the far sideline by Morgan Nicola. Morgan Nicola dribbling the ball out in three-point territory. Gives it away down to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger moving to her right. Now loses control of the dribble. Picks it back up. Gets it in the hands of Farmer out here. She looked at the long-range three, but passed it up. Bounce pass goes inside. Intercepted. Intercepted. Rebecca Stewart stepping in front of Claire Hamburger. Picking off the pass. That's the 7th turnover on St. Cecilia. Here comes Brooke Kissinger back with the ball picked up by Farmer. Brooke Kissinger down on the baseline, puts up her one-hander in and out, no good. Halfway down and it falls out of there, and the rebound comes down to Sheehy. 6:12 remaining here in the second quarter. Minden, ranked number one in Class C1, has got a three-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. 23-20 is the score. Sandra Farmer has got the ball now. She backs up near the 10-second line, runs the offense. Here's Morgan Nicola. Nicola holds it, down top of the key. Hamburger drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made, foul called. Hamburger went down, and a foul is going to be called here on the Whippets of Minden. The foul is going to go on Allie Rouse. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on Minden here in the ballgame. Here comes Janet Denny back into the ballgame. Rouse will check out. Non-shooting situation. It'll be St. Cecilia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hamburger gets it down in the corner to Farmer. She puts it on the floor, dribbles to her left. Now comes across the top of the key. Carly Wright with the ball. Over to Hamburger on the wing. She holds it. Over here to Sheehy. Moves it down here to Morgan Nicola on the left side. Morgan Nicola puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Nicola, now she holds it, goes across the top to Farmer. Man-to-man defense here from Minden. Farmer drives the ball, dishes down in the corner. That's Carly Wright. She spins. The ball knocked loose, picked up there by Farmer in the corner. Sandra Farmer has got the ball here. Farmer, again, thinks about the three-pointer and won't throw it up over the top of Taylor Kissinger. Farmer finally is going to be hit with a five-second violation. No, a timeout's called. John Kyle, at the last second, pops up from the St. Cecilia bench and calls the timeout to save the possession as Farmer was being hounded out there by Taylor Kissinger of Minden defensively. We've got a timeout on the floor now with 5:21 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 23, St. Cecilia 20.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 5:21 to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia down by three, driving for the hole. A foul is going to be called here. Larry Hamburger taking the ball to the hole there for St. Cecilia, and she's going to be fouled into play. Hamburger will now go to the free throw line for the Hawkettes. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Brooke Kissinger. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number four on the Whippets, and a shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Claire Hamburger. Hamburger is 68% foul shooter in the season. She has now hit 24 out of 35 free throws for the Hawkettes, averaging 17 points per ball game. Second shot is up there and in. Hamburger was 7 already in this ball game. Sandra Farmer has got 11 points. 23-22. Whippets are out on top by a single point. They lob the ball in the high post. That's Stewart with the ball. Her return pass to Brooke Kissinger is going to be knocked loose. Now we got a foul call on Brooke. Brooke Kissinger is hit with a personal foul here. It's going to be in backcourt as the ball was jarred loose. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Minden. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here. By the 10-second line is Carly Wright will get things in to Chandra Farmer. Farmer brings it back to Wright over here. High right side, cross-court pass goes over to Sheehy, playing with three fouls here in the first half. Larry Hamburger with the ball inside the free throw circle. Now to Nicola, 15-footers up there, down through the hole. Morgan Nicola hits a 15-footer from the left side of the lane. She's got 6 points. And the Hawkettes go out on top now, 24-23. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Deep in the right corner is a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Denny. Offensive rebound, follow shot by Kissinger. No good, but a foul is going to be called. That was Jamie Kissinger grabbing the ball inside there for the Whippets. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Claire Hamburger. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 on the Hawkettes. Going to the free throw line will be Jamie Kissinger, a 70% foul shooter. Her shot is up there and in. Kissinger is now 22 out of 31 on free throws this year, averaging 13.6 points per ball game. Next shot is going to be up there. Good. 25-24. The Whippets back out on top with 4.5 minutes to play here in this one. St. Cecilia comes back. Here's Farmer with the ball. Gets it inside the free throw circle to Carly Wright. She drives it toward the goal. A shot off the window is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Brooke Kissinger. Well, this is Taylor Kissinger coming back the other way. Taylor dribbles behind her back across the 10-second line. Feeds it down in the corner. That's a Jenny Denny with the ball. out to Kissinger. She drives it toward the hole. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound Stewart. She goes back up. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Farmer. Farmer right-handed dribble into the offensive zone here for St. Cecilia. Pulls up in the arc. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's Claire Hamburger with the ball. Down in the corner again to Chandra Farmer. Behind the Hamburger screen. Throws up a three. Way off of the mark. No good. Rebounded in the weak side there by Carly Wright. Down to Nicola. Nicola high. Left side. There's a pass. It's going to be out of bounds. Deflected out of bounds there by Taylor Kissinger of Minden as they try to take it back down to Claire Hamburger on the baseline. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 25-24. Minden has got a one-point lead. Morgan Nicola with the ball now to Claire Hamburger. Drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Hamburger. Follow shot. No good. Ball's out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. Last touch by Jamie Kissinger down there for Minden. It'll be St. Cecilia playing things in. Claire Hamburger with the ball. Lobs it in the lane to Nicola. Shot good. Right in front of the basket. Morgan Nicola scores off of the inbound. She's got 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back out on top. 26-25. Here's a long-range jumper by Brooke Kissinger. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola, and she's fouling the play. Brooke Kissinger throwing up a shot from a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle there. That would not go. Now a personal foul is going to be called on the Whippets. St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. The foul is going to go on Taylor Kissinger. That's going to be your first. Team foul number six on the Whippets. And now the team fouls are even at six apiece. Back into the ballgame for St. Cecilia. Carly Wright checking out will be Claire Hamburger. Minden applying some pressure now in backcourt. St. Cecilia with the ball. Farmer trots it across the midcourt stripe here on the left sideline. Left-handed dribble. Chandra Farmer has got it. Now spins at the top of the three-point circle. Tries to drive it toward the goal. And she's cut out there nicely by this Minden defense. There's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Jamie Kissinger, the eighth turnover on St. Cecilia. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Taylor Kissinger, no good. Rebound Nicola. Outlet pass to the near sideline is lost down a bounce off of the fingertips of Farmer. Over here defensively causing havoc. It was Jenna Denny out of Minden. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Farmer of St. Cecilia. Turnover number nine already on the Hawkettes. 2:52 to play here in the second quarter. Brooke Kissinger. Outside to Taylor Kissinger. Long-range jumper is put up there. No good. Rebound Schwenke of St. Cecilia. Schwenke gets the ball away. Down the right sideline. Here come the Hawkettes. They can pull ahead here with a successful field goal. Farmer has got the ball. Farmer getting hounded out there by Addie Woodward, who's into the ball game now. Bounce pass goes to Nicola. Back down to Farmer on the baseline. The ball jarred loose. The ball goes out of bounds. The officials look at one another, and they get the ball to Minden. A turnover there on St. Cecilia. Their 10th of this first half. Blair Hamburger back into the ball game. Farmer comes out. Also coming down to the scorers table is going to be Sheehy. She wants to check into the ball game, and she'll do that right now. She'll play with three personal fouls as Morgan Nicola comes to the bench. Little Sheehy with three personal fouls. We got 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the second quarter, and she's on the floor here for St. Cecilia. 26-25, the Hawkins with a one-point lead. Brooke Kissinger with the ball. Brooke gives it away now to Denny. Denny out to Jamie Kissinger. He gets it back out here to Brooke Kissinger. Drives it toward the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Brooke Kissinger with three field goals now in the ball game. She's got 6 points. And the Whippets go back out on top here. 27-26 in this seesaw battle. Carly Wright with the ball. She drives it. Kicks it out here to Hamburger for three. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Kissinger. Taylor Kissinger on the drive. Running back the other way from Minden. Gets the ball ahead. Here's Brooke for three. Her shot's going to be no good. Partially deflected. And the ball is brought down by Schwenke of St. Cecilia. Maddie Schwenke comes to the near sideline to Claire Hamburger. Gets away from a couple of defenders. Brings it into the offensive zone behind a screen from Sheehy. Where the ball is Claire Hamburger. The ball's going to be tipped loose now. The scramble is on. It's picked up here by Woodward. She takes off toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by St. Cecilia's Sheehy. And a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Minden. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. St. Cecilia is in the bonus situation. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Addie Woodward. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number seven on the Whippets. Here comes Nicola back into the ball game. Farmer comes back in. Returning to the lineup for the Minden Whippets will be Rebecca Stewart. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Little Sheehy. Sheehy is 64% foul shooter in the season. She is 7 out of 11 from the free throw line this year. So Sheehy goes to the line. Her shot is up there right down through the hole. And we are tied up at 27 points apiece. 1:28 to play here in the second quarter. The state's number one ranked team being tested here tonight by St. Cecilia. Next shot is up there. It is good. 28-27, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Kissinger in backcourt. Farmer picking her up now. Right in her grill defensively. Brooke Kissinger drives the ball against Farmer. Throws it down in the corner to Woodward. She drives it around. Takes it to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down low to Taylor. Kissinger shot blocked down, but the foul's going to be called. A foul here is going to be called on Nicola. She goes for her third block of the ball game. She had it, but also got the body and commits the personal foul. So Taylor Kissinger will go to the free throw line here for Minden. Taylor is a 5 foot 11 inch freshman. Shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Taylor Kissinger now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line here in the first half. Allie Rouse comes back into the ball game. Going out is going to be Brooke Kissinger from Minden. A minute and 15 seconds to play. Here comes the next shot by Taylor. It's up there around the rim and down. So Minden reclaims the lead here. It's now 29-28. Here's Claire Hamburger with the ball down the left sideline. Cuts it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Hamburger has it for St. Cecilia. Dribbles back out here to Morgan Nicola on the left side of the lane. Morgan Nicola puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here to the top of the key. Goes over there to Carly Wright. Wright now to Nicola. Swings it left side. That's Hamburger with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Hamburger holds it. Cross-court pass goes over to Carly Wright. 25 feet away from the basket. Now Nicola, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Rebecca Stewart. Stewart has got the ball from Minden. She is trapped here in backcourt. Now finally gets the ball away. That's going to be Jamie Kissinger with the ball down for Minden. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. And she's fouled into play. Big pile up underneath the basket. And the foul is going to be called here. An elbowing foul. And let's see. We're going to have a personal foul called on Jamie Kissinger. So an offensive foul. Elbowing foul going to the basket there. And head coach Rick Carmosta, he doesn't like that call. First foul called on Jamie Kissinger. That's going to be officially a turnover on Minden, their third of the ball game. 29-28. Minden has got a one-point lead, 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Chandra Farmer with the ball on the high post. The ball poked away from Nicola. It is loose and is picked up here by Taylor Kissinger of Minden. The 11th turnover on St. Cecilia. Here comes Rouse with the ball to Taylor Kissinger. 4-3. Shot is up there. Good. Taylor Kissinger now with 11 points in the ballgame. Now St. Cecilia loses the ball out of bounds. Trying to inbound the ball. They lose it out of bounds. The 12th turnover on St. Cecilia. The Whippets now have a four-point lead at 32-28, and they've got the basketball. They will inbound it here right in front of the St. Cecilia bench with 5.4 seconds to play. So the Hawkins, a big turnover here in the final seconds of this second quarter. Kissinger will inbound the ball to Stewart. Now to Kissinger, signs up and in. Brooke Kissinger drives it to the goal and scores. And that's the end of the first half of play. The second quarter comes to an end. Minden, a nice little rally there in the final minute of this first half of play. And Minden will have the lead at halftime over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score, the Minden Whippets 34, Hastings St. Cecilia 28. You are listening to High School Basketball Tonight on The Breeze.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, addition of Pro Team Design.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at halftime of the Chapman Gymnasium, it's Minden out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight in girls high school basketball. Good matchup here tonight. Minden has got the lead over St. Cecilia by the score of 34-28. The Whippets scored six quick points there in the final 45 seconds of that first half, and they've got a six-point lead here at halftime, 34-28. The halftime show tonight is brought to you by Allen's of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacies, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen's Superstore? The You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia had the early lead over Minden, 6-4. 2.5 minutes into the ball game, Minden comes back to tie things up at 6 points apiece. Minden then goes ahead 9-6. This was a seesaw battle throughout the entire 16 minutes in the first half. Minden had that 9-6 advantage. St. Cecilia then fell behind by a score of 16-10. The Hawkettes battled back to within 3 points at 20-17. Minden hitting a free throw right at the end of the first quarter to grab a four-point lead after one, 21-17. St. Cecilia comes back in the second quarter of play to grab the advantage again at 24-23 with 4:38 to play in the second quarter. Minden, nine seconds later, reclaims the lead at 25-24. St. Cecilia goes out on top again, 26-25 with 3:23 to play in the second quarter. And then the flurry there by the Whippets toward the end of the second quarter. And Minden has got a six-point lead here at halftime on a score of 34-28. Brooke Kissinger is leading the way so far for the Whippets. She has got 8 points in the ball game. Chandra Farmer is leading the way for Hastings St. Cecilia. She has got 11 points here at the break. But again, Minden has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball. It's Minden 34 and Hastings St. Cecilia 28. Also on our network of stations tonight, we've got college basketball for you on 1230 KHIS. It's the Nebraska women's basketball team taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers here tonight at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Pre-game show will be at 7:45 with the guys tonight. The tip-off shortly after 8 o'clock. And again, you can catch Nebraska women's basketball this evening on 1230 AM KHIS. You are listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We're at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight where the Whippets have the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is the Whippets 34 and Hastings St. Cecilia 28. We'll have more right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight. Minden out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia, 34-28. Checking the scoring in the first half of play, Brooke Kissinger is leading the way so far for Minden. She's got 4 field goals and 8 points here at the break. Taylor Kissinger actually leading the team in scoring thus far. Taylor's got a 3 and a 2, and she is 6 out of 8 from the free throw line already. So Taylor Kissinger has got 11 points in the ball game. Then Brooke has got 8 points. Jamie, she has got 5 points. Jamie Kissinger with a three-pointer, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jenny Denny has knocked down a three-pointer for early points in this first half. Allie Rouse has knocked down a three-pointer. She has got 3 points. Minden is 8 out of 10 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Racing St. Cecilia. They're being led so far by Chandra Farmer. She has got 11 points in the game. Farmer has got 3 field goals, and she's got a 3-point goal. Plus, she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 11 points. Morgan Nicholas, she has got 8 points. She's got 3 field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Blair Hamburger has got a 3 and a 2, and she is 2 out of 2 from the line. She has got 7 points. And little Sheehy, she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. Sheehy played the entire second quarter with 3 personal fouls. He's still got 3 here at halftime. St. Cecilia, perfect 8 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first half of play. So the score at halftime, it is Minden out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 34-28. Tomorrow night here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, we've got continuing coverage of the Tri-City Storms 2013-2014 hockey season. The Storm going to be on the road tomorrow playing in Omaha against the Lancers. This will be the final regular season matchup between the Lancers and the Storm. That'll be tomorrow night in Omaha. Face-off tomorrow will be at 7:05. We'll have coverage here on the Breeze beginning at 6:50. Then on Saturday, the Storm going to have a home game in Kearney as they take on Dubuque. That'll be a face-off of 7:05 with a pregame show here on the Breeze beginning at 6:50. So hockey on Friday night and hockey on Saturday night. We'll have complete coverage here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Again, at the end of the first quarter, it was Minden out on top of St. Cecilia 21-17. Minden outscoring St. Cecilia in the second quarter 13-9. And right now at halftime, the Whippets have the lead over the Hawkettes by a score of 34-28. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight. Remember, Allen's has everything you need in one store. Your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore? You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on The Breeze.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Lil Sheehy misses an easy shot there for St. Cecilia, rebounded by Minden. We're in the third quarter, 34-28 to score. The Whippets have the lead. There's a feed inside to Rebecca Stewart. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is going to be tapped to the baseline. It's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Hawkins come back the other way. Here's Chandra Farmer with the ball. Farmer runs it to the right sideline now. Chandra Farmer on the dribble here. It's still a six-point ball game, 34-28. We're in the second half now in the third quarter at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola holds the ball in the wing, comes out here. Top of the key, Carly Wright. Now to Sheehy on the right sideline. Sheehy sends it back over to Claire Hamburger. Down to Farmer. Free throw line extended again to the left side. Drives it, spins, takes it down to the baseline. Still can't put up a shot. Now to Hamburger. She's double-teamed. Hamburger trying to get away. Now flips it away to Farmer. Open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Farmer now with 14 points in the ballgame, and the Hawkettes are back to within 3 points, 34-31 to score now. 6.5 to play here in the third quarter. Here's Jamie Kissinger with the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane, kicks it out here to Rouse. Rouse moves it to the elbow on the right side of the lane, flips it over here to Brooke Kissinger, takes it to the hole, her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Stewart, follow shot, no good, and the rebound comes down to Nicola. Nicola gets the ball to Farmer down the right sideline. Here's Sandra Farmer with the ball for the Hawkettes into the offensive scoring zone. Chandra Farmer lobs it in the lane to Nicholas. Shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicholas gets the field goal. Chandra Farmer gets the assist. 34-33. Hawkins within 1 point now. The undefeated number one ranked Minden Whippets here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Rebecca Stewart with the ball out to the top of the key. Jamie Kissinger's shot is in and out and falls off of the right side. No good. Battle for the rebound is loose, and St. Cecilia comes up with it. Hawkins get the ball. Claire Hamburger gets it into the hands now of Farmer, and she trots it across the midcourt stripe. St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a field goal. Farmer drives it. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Wright shot good. Carly Wright knocks down her first field goal, and the Hawks have the lead. And now head coach Rick Carmosta wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia scores the first 7 points of this third quarter. We've got a timeout now with 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the third. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 35, Minden 34.
We're the new Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the new Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, as we come back, 35-34 is the score. Here's Taylor Kissinger driving the ball. The holder shot is up there and in. Taylor Kissinger takes it right down the lane and scores. She's now got 13 points in the ball game. And the Whippets go out on top now by a score of 36-35. Hastings St. Cecilia opened up the third quarter on a 7-0 run. In the first 2.5 minutes, they grabbed the lead there for a few seconds. There's a long-range jumper from the outside. It's up and in. Carly Wright knocks down another field goal, this one from three-point range. And the Hawkettes go back out on top now by the score of 38-36. Here's a traveling violation back the other way. The Whippets trying to take the ball to the hole. That was Rebecca Stewart. And she is whistled for the traveling violation. It's going to be turnover number 4 now in the Whippets. St. Cecilia's turned the ball over 12 times. Hawkins had trouble the other night, Tuesday night over in Grand Island, just putting points on the scoreboard. They only scored 31 against the Vikings. They've got 38 already here in the third quarter of play. 38-36, Hawkins with the lead. Here's Claire Hamburger. Shot from the short right baseline is going to be no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds. There's last touchdown there by Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. So it's going to be Jamie Kissinger inbounding the ball now. St. Cecilia will pick up the Whippets here in backcourt. 4.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of Minden by a score of 38-36. Here's Janet Denny with the ball now out here in three-point territory. Gets it away to Allie Rouse, who lobs it back inside to Taylor Kissinger. She's fouled in the play. Taylor Kissinger inside there for the Minden Whippets is fouled in the play by Claire Hamburger. That's the second foul on Hamburger. That's going to send Taylor to the free throw line again for the Whippets. She's been there a lot tonight. She'll be punching the overtime clock. 6 out of 8 so far in the ball game. She's got 13 points. Her shot is up there. Good. Taylor Kissinger scores. She's averaging 16.9 points per ball game. St. Cecilia 38, Minden 37. Taylor Kissinger trying to tie this baby up here. She's got another free throw coming up here for the Dogs. Puts it up there, and the shot is going to be good. So she hits a couple of free throws, and now we're tied up at 38 points apiece with 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the third period. Here comes Farmer running back the other way. Farmer nearly palms the basketball. Gets it away now to Hamburger. Drives it into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good. She drives it into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good. And she fouled into play. Blair Hamburger gets the field goal to go down there as he took it right to the hole there. The personal foul is going to be whistled on the Whippets, and Claire Hamburger will go to the line here to try to make this a three-point play. Claire Hamburger has got 9 points in the basketball game. The personal foul was whistled on Allie Rouse. That's going to be her third. Nicola comes out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. And coming in there is going to be, looks like Melody O'Callaghan is going to check in again. Here's Hamburger at the line. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Kissinger. So it's a 40-38 ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Taylor goes coast to coast, and her shot is up there and in. Taylor Kissinger with a head of steam there. She takes it right to the hole and scores. She's got 17 points in the ball game. And we're down tied up at 40 points apiece. Here's Farmer, 4-3 from the top of the key. It's off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Carly Wright, and the foul is going to be called. Wright got the rebound just to the right of the goal there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Minden. It's going to go on Jamie Kissinger. That's going to be her second. So two fouls on Jamie Kissinger. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Whippets. Here comes Morgan Nicola back into the lineup now for St. Cecilia. Sheehy returns. Hawkins will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath thrown basket. We are tied up at 40 points apiece with 3:45 to play here in the third. Morgan Nicola at the free throw line drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot no good, but she's knocked down on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Nicola is knocked down, and the personal foul here is going to be called on Rebecca Stewart. Rebecca Stewart picks up her second personal foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Morgan Nicola for St. Cecilia. Nicola's got 10 points in the ballgame, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 63% foul shooter in the season. Their shot is up there, it's good. St. Cecilia now 9 for 9 on free throws here in this basketball game. 41-40. The Hawkins with a 1-point lead. Morgan Nicola will have one more shot here. She toes the mark, looks up there, fires it up. It's going to be no good. We jinxed him. And the rebound comes down to Stewart. Rebecca Stewart with the ball, gets it away to Taylor Kissinger. Here comes Taylor, right-handed dribble, dribbles behind her back. Now spins at the free throw line, takes the ball to the goal. Shot's going to be blocked down. Shot's going to be blocked down there by St. Cecilia. Carly Wright gets the block. The Minden fans not happy with that one. Here comes Morgan Nicola coming back the other way. Nicola down in the corner. Farmer has got the ball. Farmer. She drives the ball against Woodward, puts up a shot in the lane. Good. Chandra Farmer now is 16. St. Cecilia has a 3-point lead, 43-40 as the place going berserk here. Here's Jamie Kissinger for three. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound Kissinger, foul shot good. Jamie gets the rebound and her own missed shot. Puts it down through the hole. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 43-42. Hawkins with a 1-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Good one brewing here tonight. Here's Farmer for three from the top of the key. Too strong, no good. Rebound loose on the baseline, picked up by Brooke Kissinger. Gets away now to Rebecca Stewart. In the backcourt, here's Jamie Kissinger. She runs her back the other way. Brooke Kissinger down the right sideline for three. Shot is up there, good. A couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. Brooke Kissinger nails a three-pointer. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. The Whippets go back out on top by a score of 45-43. With 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the third. Here's Morgan Nicola with the ball now for St. Cecilia. 25 feet away from the basket. Morgan Nicola dribbles with the ball here. Staring her down there defensively is Brooke Kissinger. Nicola behind the screen. Nicola now picks up the dribble. Now she's in trouble. Sent to the far sideline. Nearly throws the ball out of bounds. It's saved. It's loose and is picked up here by Carly Wright. And then she throws the ball out of bounds. Sheehy can't find the control on the bounce pass. And it goes out of bounds. Turnover number 13 for St. Cecilia here in the ball game. We got 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. And now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. Timeout, St. Cecilia. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 45, Hastings St. Cecilia 43.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 45-43. Minden has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes came out of the gates after halftime, went on a 7-0 run, and eventually took the lead at 35-34, and it's been a seesaw battle ever since. Right now, we've got the Minden Whippets out on top, 45-43. Minden has got the ball. Down in the corner is a long-range jumper by Taylor Kissinger. Short, no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Allen pass comes to the near sideline. They get it to Carly Wright. Back to Farmer. Back in the offensive zone now. The Hawkins trailing by 2 points. Chandra Farmer with the ball. Minden is in a man-to-man defense. Woodward comes out to meet on Farmer. Spins at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. Foul's going to be called. Nice move by Farmer. Spins at the free throw line. Took it down to Painter. And she's going to be fouled into play by Rebecca Stewart. That's going to be the third foul on Stewart. Team foul number 4 on the Whippets. St. Cecilia plays things in. Farmer grabs it out here in three-point territory. Directs a little traffic out here. Farmer puts it on the floor now. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Retreats beyond the three-point arc now. Comes here to the near sideline to Sheehy. Holds the ball down in the corner. Nikola. Nikola's got it. Looking to drive the baseline. Can't do it against Kissinger. Nikola splits a couple of defenders. Loses control of the ball, but right into the hands of Chandra Farmer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be an air ball. No good. It goes out of bounds. Minden basketball. The Hawkettes a little disorganized there in that possession. 1:08 to play here in the third quarter. 45-43. St. Cecilia is down by 2 points. Here come the Whippets back with the ball. Jamie Kissinger goes down in the corner off of the fingertips of Taylor Kissinger out of bounds. Taylor took her eyes off it there, went sailing out of bounds. That's five turnovers now on the Dogs. 45-43, 60 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. Chandra Farmer down the far sideline. Farmer picked up there by Woodward. Farmer now dribbles to the right side. Long pass goes inside, intercepted. Intercepted by Stewart. Turnover number 14 on St. Cecilia. Here comes Brooke Kissinger back with the ball. She hustles back the other way. Brooke Kissinger met by Farmer defensively. Brooke Kissinger hands it away over to Woodward on the far sideline. She tries to flip it away to Taylor Kissinger. The ball poked loose. It's into the backcourt. Picked up by Farmer of St. Cecilia. Farmer gets the ball now down to the near sideline. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball, who sends it back out to Nikola near the 10-second line. So a turnover on Minden. There's six in the ball game. We're down to 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 45-43. St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Chandra Farmer out near the 10-second line. Brooke Kissinger will stare her down. Bombs it to Nikola at the free throw line. Nikola hands it back to Farmer. Her shot for three is up there good. Chandra Farmer nails a three ball. 2 seconds. 1 second. Here's Kissinger from half court. Her shot no good. 3 quarters in the books. Chandra Farmer hitting a three-point field goal from just to the right of the circle with 2 seconds to play in the third quarter, and the Hawkettes have the lead after 3 quarters. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 46, Minden 45.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
The Breeze, 94.5.
So St. Cecilia outscores Minden 18-11 in the third quarter, including that three-pointer by Chandra Farmer with 2 seconds to play in the third quarter. That gives St. Cecilia the advantage here over number one ranked and undefeated Minden. 46-45 is the score. The Whippets have the ball to begin this fourth quarter of play. Jamie Kissinger, the Stewart, her bounce pass is going to be chipped. The scramble is on, picked up by Brooke Kissinger in the corner. Brooke drives the baseline, puts it up there, right-handed shot good. Brooke Kissinger scores there from Minden. She's now got 13 points in the ball game. Minden back out on top with a score of 47-46. Chandra Farmer's got the ball now for St. Cecilia to Morgan Nikola here in 3 point territory to Carly Wright. Free throw line extended left side. Gets it out between the circles now to Claire Hamburger. Now to Lil Sheehy. Sheehy comes out to Morgan Nikola. Minden is in a man to man defense. Left side, Chandra Farmer. Free throw line extended. Bounce pass comes out here to Claire Hamburger. Swings it right side. That's Carly Wright with the ball. Carly Wright comes out to Nikola. Back inside, Hamburger grabs the ball. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Taylor Kissinger. The ball is recovered here by Kissinger. He brings it back the other way with a right-handed dribble. Throws it down in the corner. That's Jamie Kissinger. Drives, shoots, and scores. Jamie Kissinger gets the field goal. Taylor Kissinger gets the assist. And now Rick Carmosta wants to call a timeout. Minden calls a timeout, 6:57 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Minden 49, St. Cecilia 46.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Arias 49-46 with 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the basketball game. St. Cecilia down by 3 points. Morgan Nicola gets the ball into the hands of Claire Hamburger as the Hawkins bring it back into the offensive zone. Sheehy out to the top of the key. Carly Wright, two-handed pass, comes over here to Nicola on the wing on the right side. Spins away, splits a couple of defenders. The ball knocked loose. It comes out here. It's going to be picked up by St. Cecilia. Hamburger has got it now to Farmer. Spins at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke has got it for the Whippets. Running back the other way against Farmer. Dribbles behind her back. Drives it down the lane. To the goal she goes. A shot good. Nice move there by Brooke Kissinger. She is amazing. She'll be headed to Illinois to play basketball for the Illini next season. And the Whippets now have a five-point lead. 51-46, and the Whippet fans come alive right in front of us. There's Claire Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger dribbling it out here in 3 points here in Troy. Claire works behind the screen from Morgan Nicholas. Stops at the top of the key. Out here, the little Sheehy. Sheehy dribbling with the ball to the near sideline. Picked up there by Allie Rouse out of Minden. St. Cecilia again having problems penetrating. There's a shot by Hamburger. Shot is up there and in from 15. Claire Hamburger knocks down a shot. She's got 11 points in the ball game. 51-48, St. Cecilia down by 3 points. Rouse with the ball on the far sideline. Her passing away is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Nicola. Long pass down to four. Farmer cannot get there. It goes out of bounds. So St. Cecilia gets the turnover they were looking for, but then they turn it over themselves. The Hawkins now with 15 turnovers here in the ball game. Minden has got seven. Whippets have the lead over St. Cecilia with 5:25 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 51-48. Here's Taylor Kissinger with the ball. Taylor comes over here to the near sideline. Allie Rouse holds the ball high right side. Comes out to Rebecca Stewart, top of the key. Stewart wide open out there, but won't take the shot. Comes over here on the near sideline to Brooke Kissinger. Out on top to Taylor Kissinger. Taylor bounce pass out to Brooke. Top of the key. Drives it down to Wayne. Loses control of the ball. Scramble is on. Two, three, four players to the deck. Jump ball called. And the possession arrow is playing in favor of St. Cecilia. So officially a turnover on Minden. The closest game that Minden has played this year was 15 points. That was in the championship game of the Holdridge Holiday Tournament when they beat the Dusters by the score of 65-50. Other than that, this has been a season of blowouts so far by Minden. They've been beating their opponents by a margin of 42 points per ball game. They're in a tight one here tonight. We've got 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break here with the score. Minden 51, Hastings St. Cecilia 48.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter, 51-48 to score. Minden has got a 3-point lead. St. Cecilia's got the basketball. Here's Farmer now, Sandra Farmer. Into the offensive zone, drives it. Bounce pass comes to Morgan Nicola. Forces up a shot. Good. Morgan Nicola on the baseline scores. She's got 13 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia back to within 1 point, 51-50. The Dogs have the lead. There's Brooke Kissinger with the ball. Feeds it over here to Taylor Kissinger. High right side. Taylor Kissinger goes back inside the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Farmer. The ninth turnover on Minden. Farmer comes back with the ball. Has problems with it inside the free throw circle. Picks it back up. Comes out to Schwenke. Now to Farmer. 4:20 to play in the ball game. Here's Nicola for three. Shot good. Morgan Nicola knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 16 in the ball game. 53-51. St. Cecilia reclaims the lead with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Brooke Kissinger dribbles behind her back on the right wing, trying to penetrate. Can't do it against Farmer. Back outside. Here's Jamie Kissinger for three. Shot is up there. No good. Jamie gets the rebound to Stewart. Shot good. Nice play there by Jamie Kissinger. Gets the offensive rebound and flips it to Rebecca Stewart. She gets the easy field goal. Stewart's now got 6 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 53 points apiece with 3:47 to play. There's Morgan Nicola with the ball on the baseline, trying to drive it. Can't do it against Kissinger. Rainbow pass comes out on top now to Carly Wright as she holds the ball. She's got room out here in 3 point territory, but won't take the shot. Goes over to Claire Hamburger. Circles around, cuts it down toward the hole. Kicks it back out here to Sandra Farmer. Farmer right side of the lane, dribbling with the ball, looking to penetrate, can't do it. They're working back around the perimeter here as they get it to Claire Hamburger, who flips it down to Carly Wright, 3:19 to play. Right dribble penetration, bounce pass to the near sideline. Morgan Nicola holds the ball. Nicola drives. Her shot is up there, no good. And a rebound comes down here to Brooks Kissinger. Brooke Kissinger coming back the other way. Taylor Kissinger, she tries to split a couple of defenders. The ball knocked loose, and now a timeout's going to be called. Wow, that was close. Taylor Kissinger did not look like she had possession of the ball, but the officials give him a timeout down here. And a timeout is called by Rick Carmosta. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we've got a break with a score of Minden 53, St. Cecilia 53.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we've got 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We're tied up at 53 points apiece. Minden is going to inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jamie Kissinger will look to inbound the ball here for the Whippets. Gets it down in the corner. That's Brooke Kissinger with the ball. Cuts it around the defender and down the hole she goes. Or down the lane she goes for the field goal. Brooke Kissinger down with 17 in the ballgame. 55-53 the score. Minden has got a two-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Farmer trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Farmer comes back out here into three-point territory. Over to Morgan Nicola. Nicola in three-point territory herself as she brings it to the near sideline now. All the way down in the corner, and she fires up the shot. It's going to be an air ball, no good. Rebound time comes down to Taylor Kissinger. Taylor Kissinger back on the drive down for the Whippets. Gets the ball ahead to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke about 35 feet away from the basket. Farmer will pick her up defensively. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Taylor Kissinger goes inside. That's Rebecca Stewart with the back to the basket. Throws it down in the corner on the right side. With the basketball down there is going to be Brooke Kissinger. Circles around, takes it to the top of the key. Denny with the ball. Down to the near sideline. Taylor for three. Shot is up there, no good. Taylor Kissinger misses the shot. Now the rebound is loose. Picked up by Stewart. Goes for the basket and shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Rebecca Stewart misses the easy one. Claire Hamburger has got the ball now in backcourt with 2 minutes to play. St. Cecilia down by 2 points, 55-53. Hawkins with the ball now back in their offensive zone. Here's Morgan Nicola. Comes to the near sideline, Chandra Farmer. Farmer holds the ball behind a Nicola screen. Farmer dribbling on the ball, now goes inside to Nicola, grabs the ball, her shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicola scores. A nice pass there by Chandra Farmer. She gets the assist. Morgan Nicola now with 18 points in the ballgame. We are tied up at 55 points apiece with a minute and 30 seconds to play. Number one ranked Minden going to the wire here tonight. Bounce pass inside is intercepted. Intercepted by St. Cecilia. That's turnover number 15 now on the Whippets and a timeout, St. Cecilia. A turnover on the Whippets. We've got a timeout, St. Cecilia with a minute and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 55, Minden 55.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, number one ranked Minden being tested here tonight by Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes, number three in Class C2. We are tied up at 55 points apiece with a minute and 20 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with the ball. They will inbound on the far sideline in their offensive end. They get things in to Chandra Farmer. Farmer picked up there, out there by Woodward. Of Minden as they go to the free throw line. That's Morgan Nicklin. Ball poked away, but it's picked up by St. Cecilia's Carly Wright. Back out to Farmer out here in three-point territory. Down to 1:10 to play. Farmer dribbling with the ball. Farmer against Woodward. Behind his screen again. Here's a long pass inside. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Wright. Battling for it. Now we got a foul called. Carly Wright grabs the ball, and then they whip it. Got her hands in there. And they commit the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Minden. So no free throws here. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Now the scorer's table wants to double check to make sure they got the foul correct. It's going to go on Jamie Kissinger. That's going to be your third. So a non-shooting situation. That's only the 15th foul called on the Whippets. St. Cecilia will play things in. Here's Claire Hamburger with the ball. She drives it in the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger takes it to the rack. She's got 13 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with a lead, 57-55. Here comes Brooke Kissinger back with the ball, and we got a whistle, and we have got a foul called here on St. Cecilia's Chandra Farmer. So it's 57-55. St. Cecilia with a lead with 45.6 seconds to play. And now Rick Carmosta is up. He wants to call a timeout for the Whippets. Minden is trailing in the basketball game by 2 points. We'll take a break. 45.6 seconds to play. Here on this one is St. Cecilia 57, Minden 55.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We've got the boys' game coming up next here on The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5, and now both sides here at the Chapman Gymnasium, a jam-packed house here tonight, will come to their feet. 45.6 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It's 57-55. Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Kissinger will inbound the ball, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. So this time, Minden will play things in. Here on the near sideline, Jamie Kissinger will play things in. Again, the closest game that Minden has played this year was 15 points. That was in the Holdridge Holiday Basketball Tournament. Here's Kissinger with the ball. This is Taylor. Now to Janet Denny. Now we got a foul called here. A personal foul going to be called out here in the three-point territory. St. Cecilia has got several to waste here. Sheehy picks up the foul. That's going to be 4 fouls on Sheehy. That's going to be team foul number 3 called on St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Minden has got 5 team fouls. Kissinger will play things in down in the corner. That's Taylor Kissinger. She drives the baseline, puts up a shot. No good. Rebound knocked loose. Picked up by Nikola. Taylor Kissinger misses the ball, and the rebound comes down to Nikola of St. Cecilia. Gets it into the hands now of Farmer. Winds her way back up the floor, and a foul is going to be called. Jamie Kissinger picks up the personal foul for Minden. That's going to be her fourth. So now we got 25.8 seconds to play. Still no free throws. That's only the 16th foul called here on Minden. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball off of the far sideline with 25.8 seconds to play. Sheehy will inbound the ball here for St. Cecilia. They go into the backcourt. Farmer has got the ball. Chandra Farmer, she's going to be fouled into play here by Woodward. Woodward picks up her second personal foul. Now that's going to send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. That's the 7th team foul on the Whippets. We're down to 22.8 seconds to play here in the basketball game. St. Cecilia has a 57-55 advantage over the number 1 ranked and undefeated Minden Whippets. Chandra Farmer, she goes to the line. She's 2 of 2 so far tonight, 60% on the season. Her son is up there. It's going to be no good. She misses this one. And the rebound comes down to Kissinger. This is Jamie Kissinger down the near sideline to Taylor. 57-55, St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Taylor goes down in the corner. That's Jenna Denny with the ball. Now to Brooke Kissinger. She can be fouled into play. Brooke just to the right of the circle there is fouled into play. That's going to be team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia. Farmer picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. So now we're down to 11.2 seconds to play. It's going to be Minden inbounding the ball, and now I think we got a timeout. Yes, we do. Rick Carmosta wants to call a timeout with 11.2 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 57, Minden 55.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 11.2 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead, 57-55. Plenty of three-point field goal shooters on this team from Minden. The Whippets will play things in with Jamie Kissinger. She lobs things in. Taylor Kissinger with the ball. Moves it down in the corner with the basketball. There is Jamie Kissinger. Gets it inside. His shot is taken. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Minden basketball. Rebecca Stewart takes the shot from right underneath the basket. Now we got 3.8 seconds to play here in regulation. 57-55. St. Cecilia is up by 2 points. Minden again will have a chance here. 57-55, a two-point lead for the Hawkettes. Jamie Kissinger lobs the ball into Taylor Kissinger. She drives it, puts up a 15-footer. Good! Taylor Kissinger hits a 15-footer from just to the left of the circle. Taylor Kissinger will force an overtime. Taylor Kissinger scores, and they're going to check for the scores table down here. That's going to be the end of regulation. We are headed to overtime. And now what do we got here? The officials are discussing the time here at the scores table. I think they're going to put the overtime session up here. So Taylor Kissinger hits it with tenths of a second left here in the fourth quarter to force an overtime session. We're tied up as we head to an overtime. It's Minden 57, St. Cecilia 57.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we are headed to an overtime session here between Minden and Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, a four-minute overtime session. St. Cecilia will control the opening tap here, shooting to our basket to our right. So it's 57-57 as we start the OT. Here's a Chandra Farmer with the ball. It's a man-to-man defense here from Minden. Farmer on their right wing. Cross-court pass goes over there to Hamburger. She drives the ball toward the goal. Here's a pass over to Nikla. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Morgan with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to the far sideline again. Claire Hamburger has got the ball. Hamburger holds it. Comes over here to Farmer. Farmer's still out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass comes over here to Morgan Nikla. Down in the corner for the basketball. There is going to be Claire Hamburger as they get it inside to Nikla. Her shot in and out, no good. Then the rebound comes down to Minden. Jamie Kissinger, long pass down the floor to Taylor Kissinger. She drives, shot good. Taylor Kissinger now with 23 in the ball game, 59-57. Minden now with a two-point lead. Here's Sandra Farmer with the ball for St. Cecilia. We're down to 3:05 to play in overtime. Claire Hamburger has got it. Hamburger at the top of the key. Bounce pass comes over here to Farmer. Farmer, high right side, has got the ball. Dribbles now right the left across the top of the key, drives it down the right side of the lane, now all the way to the baseline. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie Kissinger, right-handed dribble, will bring it up herself, brings it into the offensive zone, down the right sideline. Denny has got the ball. Denny now to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke Kissinger, 25 feet away from the basket as she works over here against Sandra Farmer. Holds the ball. Brooke Kissinger puts it on the floor, and now dribbles here. Comes to the near sideline. Comes over here to Taylor Kissinger, who hit the shot. They'll force the overtime session. Top of the key to Jamie Kissinger. Down the lane, loses control of the ball, and is picked up by St. Cecilia. Picked up by Sheehy. Gets the ball ahead now to Farmer. Farmer into the offensive zone. Bounce pass down in the corner to Hamburger. She's out on the play, and a foul is called. Foul is going to be called here on Brooke Kissinger. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on Brooke Kissinger. That's going to send Claire Hamburger to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Hamburger has got 13 points in the ball game. This will be a one-and-one situation for Hamburger. She's a 68% foul shooter. That shot's going to be way too strong. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. It's 59-57 in overtime. Whippets have the lead. Taylor Kissinger with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Taylor behind a screen from Brooke Kissinger. Feeds it over there to Denny. Down in the corner to Jamie Kissinger. She puts it on the floor. Now spins against Hamburger. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Stewart shot is up there and in. Rebecca Stewart scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Whippets grab a four-point advantage here. 61-57 in overtime. Here's a Farmer with the ball. Drives it. Leaves it down in the corner with a basketball. Down there is going to be Carly Wright. Now a double dribble violation. The Hawkettes not executing here in the overtime session. That's going to be turnover number 16 on St. Cecilia in the ball game. 61-57. Hawkettes are down by 4 points. Minden has got the ball now with a minute and 40 seconds to play in the OT. Here's Brooke Kissinger. Dribbles behind her back. Brings it into the offensive zone. Flips the ball away to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie Kissinger backs up now. She drives the ball, and a foul is going to be called here on Claire Hamburger. That's going to be the third foul on Claire Hamburger. That's going to be team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia here in this second half of play. Coming into the ball game now for the Hawkettes will be Schwenka. Maddie Schwenka is going to check in. Coming out will be Farmer. A minute and 29 seconds to play here in overtime, 61-57. St. Cecilia down by 4 points. Jamie Kissinger will inbound the ball. Gets it down in the corner to Taylor Kissinger. Taylor Kissinger trying to drive it there. Now we got another foul call. It's going to go on Schwenka. Maddie Schwenka picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Hawkettes. So Schwenka just came in there for fouling purposes. She's going to come back out. Here comes Farmer back into the ball game now. So the next foul in St. Cecilia will send the Whippets to the free throw line for the 1-1. We've got a minute and 24 seconds to play here in the overtime. 61-57, Minden with a lead. Rebecca Stewart with the ball wide open out here on the wing, but won't throw up the shot. Gets it over here to Brooke Kissinger, and she's going to be fouled into play. A lot of traffic over there. Brooke Kissinger grabs the ball, but she's immediately fouled into play by the Hawkettes. That's going to send Brooke to the free throw line. Carly Wright picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. 1:17 to play in overtime. Minden has got the lead over St. Cecilia, 61-57. Brooke Kissinger to the free throw line. She got 17 points in the ball game tonight. 68% foul shooter. She has not been there tonight. So Brooke Kissinger on her way to the University of Illinois next year. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball is tapped out. Brooke grabs the ball. Brooke Kissinger down for Minden. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Minden has still got it as we approach 1:10 left in the overtime session. Brooke Kissinger dribbling the ball now against Farmer. Kissinger right here at the top of the three-point circle, and now a five-second violation is called. Brooke Kissinger trying to penetrate there against the Farmer, and a five-second violation is called. Minden turns it away. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Hawkins still looking for their first points of the overtime session. They've been outscored 4-0 here in OT. 61-57 is the score. Hawkins will play things in. Sheehy will get things in to Farmer. Sandra Farmer will race back the other way against Brooke Kissinger. Back in the offensive zone. We're under a minute to play here in overtime. Chandra Farmer drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Now down in the corner. Can't put up the shot. Good defense here by Minden. There's a bounce pass. Morgan Nicklick grabs it. Nicklick goes over to Carly Wright. Back outside for three. Here's Hamburger. Shot no good. Rebound Morgan Nicklick. She falls down. The scramble. The ball goes out of bounds. Minden ball. Nicklick trying to grab it in the paint there for St. Cecilia. It goes trickling off of her hands. Out of bounds over the end line. And now with 39.1 seconds to play in the overtime, it'll be Minden inbounding the ball. St. Cecilia will have 5 attackers here in the backcourt. Inbounding the ball is going to be Jamie Kissinger from Minden. Goes on the far sideline down to Brooke Kissinger. Back to Jamie. Jamie races it back the other way. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Jamie Kissinger, there's a nice pass down in the corner to the right side to Denny. Back out to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke holds it in 3 points territory. Now spins against Claire Hamburger. Drives it. The ball is going to be knocked loose and is picked up by St. Cecilia. Hawkins have the ball. 20 seconds to play in overtime. Morgan Nicola fires up a 3-pointer. Shot rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger. She can be fouled in the play. St. Cecilia has not scored here in overtime. They've been outscored 4-0. And now Minden will go to the free throw line. for a one-and-one situation. The foul is going to go on Chandler Farmer. That's going to be your third. Going to the line will be Jamie Kissinger. Jamie is 2 for 2 from the line here tonight. 70% foul shooter on the season. 14 seconds to play in overtime. Kissinger's shot is up there. It's going to be good. Minden has now got a 5-point lead, 62-57. Jamie Kissinger on her way to San Diego next year to play basketball. Next shot is up there. It's good. 63-57. Here comes Farmer back with the ball now for the Hawkins. Farmer, I hear the top of the key. Bounce pass goes over to Claire Hamburger. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Here's Nicola. Off balance three. Puts up a shot. No good. Long rebound. It goes to the corner. Nicola picks it up. Throws up a shot. It's no good. That's the ball game. The Minden Whippets survive here tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes are shut out 6-0 in the overtime session by the Minden Whippets. Minden goes on to win. That's their 14th consecutive win here tonight. Their closest game they have played all season long. They played a 15-point decision in the championship game of the Holdridge Holiday Tournament against the Holdridge Dusters, but St. Cecilia takes them to the wire and more here tonight before falling to Minden in overtime by the final score of 63-57. We'll come back with a post-game show, the Misco Sports post-game show, right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Chapman Gymnasium here tonight. The Minden Whippets win in girls high school basketball. Final score is 63-57 tonight. The Hawkettes, the PC Saints Society. Welcome into the Misco Sports postgame show brought to you by Misco Sports. They've been keeping you geared up for the games for years and years and will for years to come. You can call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's Sports. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. So this one goes right to the wire here tonight in girls high school basketball. It was Minden who had the lead after one quarter tonight, 21-17. The Whippets led at halftime by a score of 34-28. St. Cecilia comes out and scores the first 7 points of the third quarter. They go out on top by a score of 35-34 with 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play. It was a seesaw battle for the rest of the third quarter. Sandra Farmer hits a three-pointer right at the buzzer at the end of three to give St. Cecilia the advantage at 46-45. We got into the late stages of the fourth quarter. Again, neither team able to break away. Finally, it was Taylor Kissinger who hit the shot to send the ball game into overtime as she hits one at the buzzer. Minden had inbounded the ball with 3.7 seconds to play. Taylor Kissinger gets the shot from just to the left of the circle to tie things up at 57 points apiece. Then St. Cecilia went 4 minutes without scoring. In the overtime session, they were outscored 6-0 by Minden, and the Whippets go on to win the basketball game tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 63-57. So So St. Cecilia, they lose their second straight ball game after winning their first nine here this season. The Hawkettes are now 9-2 on the year. They will play again on Saturday against undefeated Kearney Catholic in Kearney. If that's not enough, St. Cecilia will go on the road next Thursday night and play at undefeated Friend. For the Minden Whippets, that now improved to 14 wins and no losses on the season. And the Whippets, they have a date with the McCook Bison coming up on Saturday night back in Minden. Again, the final score here in girls high school basketball tonight was Minden wins over Hastings St. Cecilia in overtime by a score of 63-57. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game.